You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
This episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out in the Crespediso studio with Trista Cogburn, Drew.
What up, dude?
It's not Halloween yet, bro. What are you doing?
No. Where are my supporters?
No supporters.
Oh, I didn't put my supporters. I didn't load the supporters on here.
Good job, Chris.
Here are your new supporters.
I'm okay with that.
Bonus episode time, guys. We are talking about the movie Baywatch. It is our spoiler bonus episode. We saw the movie Baywatch. We're going to be talking all about it, all the details, all the spoilers. If for some reason you care about spoilers for Baywatch, then stop listening.
I can't see how you would care at all.
You should not care, but in case you do, stop listening. We're talking about Baywatch. I just remember talking about Baywatch. Okay, you know what? Okay. At first, you know what, though? And we semi-joke about this, but I'm also kind of real when I say it. Going into the movie, it's like, it's not really that well-reviewed, but I like the director, I like The Rock, I want to like this movie. Maybe I'll still like it. Maybe I'll just be against the grain. All the people don't, but it's a comedy. Comedy's subjective, right? Subjective is one where it's, I always get subjective. I don't know why. And it's right there in the fucking words. And I'm like, maybe I'll like this. And then as the movie's starting, the movie starts with three different trap songs strung together. And it's
booty, 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 booty.
Like booty, booty, booty. And it's a music just starting. It's the day is just starting. The sun is coming up. The Rock shows up. The lifeguard of patrol. You know, he shows up to lifeguard tower one,
and immediately, boom.
He notices the wind. He sees the flag. He looks at the flag. He's like, "What?" And then he looks over the sky.
He's like, "Oh, there's a dude. He's gonna be hurt. I need to start getting there now."
Yeah, he already starts moving towards the wind server. Who then the wind picks up and it takes the wind server like 30 feet in the air. He's like, "Oh shit!" And then he crashes down right on some rocks, hits his head, and he's floating in the water. The Rock is running. Super slow motion shot of him jumping off the rocks, like a really cool shot too. You know, to be honest, it was all really cool. They're going for like over the top coolness. Over the top coolness is what they're going for.
They were going for Fast and Furious meets Baywatch.
At that point, here's the thing: as he's running, he's doing this, he's jumping into the water. It's like got this weird tone. The music is doing its thing. I'm like, what are they? I was honestly thinking, what are they going for here? What is it? Is this? I honestly ask myself as he's jumping into the water, like there's blood in the water. I'm like, am I supposed to be taking this seriously? Are they joking? Is this a joke?
Yes.
And then he lifts out of the water with the body,
and then the sun rises and giant letters come out of the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Baywatch!
Yeah, and huge letters.
And he's carrying the drowned dude. Rock's doing his fucking, "I just saved a life" thing.
Yeah, it's in slow motion. And it's the water's coming off the Baywatch.
Most ridiculous thing.
And when that happened...
Actually, when that happened, I actually smiled.
Yeah.
Because I was like... Sets the tone for the film. I know exactly where this is going. I know the feel of the movie. I know what they're going for. I get it.
Well, that's the thing. Yes, when that happened, the letters came up.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, okay,
fucking
yes.
Baywatch.
Yes, okay. They are joking. Like you said, here's the tone. Are they going for airplane style spoof? Like over the top? Because I wasn't getting that from the trailers.
Yeah.
Like that, the trailers made it seem more like a 21, 22 Jump Street ripoff. Are they going for like full on spoof? Is this going to be over the top like this the whole time? And for the first like 2 or 3 minutes, it is like over the top. Every interaction he has is absurd.
Silly.
It's absurd. They're building him up to be this insane Superman character, like literally Superman. It's like, okay, this might work. If they stick with this, it might work. And then they didn't stick with that. As the movie went on, they allowed it themselves
to get, like, more real.
Yes, to get more emotional here and there. They tried to have their cake and eat it too. So they were going absurd in the beginning, but they're like, no, we're gonna have scenes where people are like actually gonna have character turns and get a little. Yeah, there's the one Zac Efron the Rock emotional scene on the beach.
It was a give and take because I mean, like the CJ character was. I mean, it was. She's running in slow motion all the time.
Yeah,
even when everyone else is not in slow motion.
Right. Yeah. And then they're like, "You see that? She's running in slow motion." Like, oh, you see that too?
Yeah. Exactly.
Jokes like that are really
like
funny.
They keep it on point that like she is ridiculously hot.
Sure. Because that's the name
and
of
the,
that's
CJ
is the Pamela Anderson character from the original. I never watched the show, but yeah, CJ, right? Okay. Yeah. And The Rock is Mitch.
Uh huh.
David Hasselhoff was Mitch.
Correct.
David Hasselhoff comes up later as Mitch, like literally Mitch, and they're like, Mitch, it's weird. But then at the end, he's like, "What can I play Mitch in the movie? Can I be in the sequel?" That was really weird.
It was.
Yeah, it was like they had the whole thing with CJ and then Brody, Matt Brody. Like, he's an absurd character, the Vomit Comet, but then, like, he has, like, an emotional journey where it's like,
yeah, which is learn about fucking stupid.
Not being selfish and being part of the team. Like, Airplane doesn't have an emotional journey, you know? I mean, it sort of does, but it doesn't. Like, it's a point of the movie, but it's not. That's only there because of the screenplay that they were spoofing at the time. They were just throwing in jokes. Like Baywatch, they were trying to do more than just jokes. And then this whole thing, the plot with the drugs and the flaca.
And the teamwork.
Yes,
and how, as a team. How they're, I mean, because they were, you're right, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. They, you know, the Baywatch characters were very much like in their own mindset in the beginning.
Yes.
And then reality kind of broke in.
Yeah.
You know, they should have just kept inside that fucking bubble. We're like, no, we're fucking Baywatch.
Yeah, this is absurd. This is absurdity. But then, like, bodies started piling up and they were investigating, like, this is real. We need to go to the police. Yeah. And I was like, well, come on. This is. At a certain point, I started to side with the police. Like, you guys are overstepping your bounds.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. You're lifeguards. Please guard lives. Don't solve murders.
Yes.
You're not murder solvers. You are lifeguarders. You're lifing guards. It's a weird story, too.
It was.
Why? Always got to go to drugs.
I mean,
it's always got to be the independent, brown, successful woman, businesswoman. It's got to be through illicit gain. That's how she. Just bringing another example of Hollywood bringing down our wonderful WOCs. Hashtag WOC, hashtag SJW, hashtag Orlando's number one libtard cuck snowflake, hashtag. Man, that chick is hot too.
Yeah, she is.
Priyanka
Chopra. Yeah.
Chopra. Yeah. Well, is she on that show Quantico? I think.
I don't know.
I think that's how she blew up here in America, because she was already obviously quite popular in India, I believe. But I think she's on an ABC show.
Yeah, Quantico.
Quantico. Yeah. Man, she's smoking. And I mean, obviously they're all smoking. It's Baywatch.
And it's weird because it's a rated R Baywatch, so they go for the fucks. And the motherfuckers and the Rock's cursing a lot, which is fun because you don't really get to see the Rock curse a lot.
Right.
You know, he's kept that very almost family friendly vibe going.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But
so
if he wants to be an action star, he has to cross over into that R rated stuff.
No, exactly.
And, even like you said, it's fun seeing him curse.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious people know that. That's why he gets those movies only get one fuck.
Yeah, and it's his.
He gets them.
Yeah.
He often gets the fucks.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, that was fun. But, you know, they try to play up the sexuality, too.
Obviously, because it's Baywatch, you have to. It's part of the brand.
But, kind of, but not really. For an R-rated movie, it's very tame. Especially these days. But for, I guess what they were trying for, I guess it maybe were...
They were going for the same... Yes. Okay, why I wanted to talk about this. They were going for the same... style of 90s TV titillation.
Yes.
Very skimpy outfit, slow motion, trying to leave stuff to the imagination, right? Which is cool. I get that. That's fun as well. Here's where I'm thinking. This is where I'm coming at. Baywatch in 2017. Do we need a Baywatch in 2017? Do we need that? Do we need softcore titillation? Because Baywatch existed in the 90s at a time when, while there was still internet, it was just like, it wasn't ubiquitous. Yeah. It wasn't everywhere. Internet speeds were mega slow. If you were looking for, quote, titillation on the interwebs, you can usually find them in picture galleries.
I was about to say, pictures. Yes, at that point in time, you weren't getting video. And if you were, God, you were waiting days.
You were waiting a very long time for very low, very, very low res, very short videos. Or you could go through lots of picture galleries. So you're getting a lot of picture galleries. So for actual motion, TNA and gratuitous nudity in movies and TV had a place in consumerism that can actually be sold. Sex sells in that way. But now, 2017, it's the internet.
It's a whole different
beast. We have phones. We have LTE and Wi-Fi everywhere we go. We can, if people want to see tits.
They can see them.
I can see I can see any shape form. Or size of tits and age range, color, in motion, in still form, in costumes, and with makeup, without makeup. I can see a third titty, a fourth titty, one titty. I can see so many
different real titties.
I can see Pamela Anderson's titties. Yeah.
You want to see celebrity titties? You can see celebrity titties.
You know, if the chicks that are in this movie specifically, I may not be able to see their titties, but I could find the tons of pictures of them online, creeper shots of them on beaches, you know, because that's the goddamn internet. It's a disgusting, horrible place full of all these things.
Slash the most amazing, wonderful place in the world.
It can be both. Absolutely. It's a coin with two sides. And so what's the point? What's the point of something like this?
Yes.
In this world, in this day and age, why?
Exactly.
Do I really need to see Alexandra Daddario? And look at her name. Give her a shot.
Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario?
Sure.
Probably as simple as that.
Yep.
I always want to like add an extra A in there.
Nope.
Daddario. Do I really need a scene of her? Like,
just literally standing there jiggling her tits.
Jiggling her tits, trying to make Zac Efron look at me. Yeah, yes, I do. But, it's out there now. I could find things like that anywhere. I don't know. It just seems like so retrograde and out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Almost kitschy in a way.
Especially when they're doing, like, full-on erect penis stuck in wood platform jokes.
Yeah, that was weird. Sideways?
Yeah.
Who thought of that? Who even thinks of that sequence?
I don't know.
It gets all the way to the point where that scene survives rewrites and they find a wooden chair.
And somehow they find a way to even extend it, probably, because that scene lasted like a good 3-4 minutes.
It was a long scene. That took a long time. It was sort of integral to not the plot, but to character development.
Yes.
Because that's how CJ found that dude was packing that heat.
Uh huh.
And then.
And she was like, hey.
That's what she was into. She's like, I want some of that chubby chub. I want some of that chub's chub.
Exactly.
Good for her. Good for her. Good for him. What's the point of this movie? It's such a pointless film. And the plot is so...
90s nostalgia is the
new,
point.
90s nostalgia is the point. Making some money. Because like, the new club owner is... she's selling drugs. But what was her thing, though? She was selling drugs to... What's her game plan? She was selling drugs.
Oh, she wanted to privatize the beach.
She wanted to privatize the beach. So she was really selling drugs.
She was selling drugs to buy property so she could privatize the
beach. To knock down real estate values.
So she could buy it all up.
Buy it all up, privatize the beach.
Make a bunch of money.
Real estate. Who is she? Lex Luthor? What is this? Real estate stuff? Why is a real estate scheme like so many go-to for movie villains? Especially like action movies or comedy action. It's like, we'll go real estate. People understand land deals.
I don't know, Chris.
She was actually fighting for the mineral rights.
Hannibal Buress got eaten by a shark.
Hannibal Buress was fantastic, and when they killed this character halfway through the movie, I was like...
Out of nowhere.
I was like, God damn it. Well, no, not out of nowhere, because he blackmailed her, because it turns out he was working for IT-wise, and he was like, I could use some more money. I was like, God damn, he's not going to stick around. And then they killed him. You don't even get a scene of him dying, like he's just a dead body. Next scene, you see him, and he's dead. Like, God damn it. He's already one of the best parts of the movie. He's gone, because Hannibal Buress is great. Just doing his Hannibal Buress thing.
He should have been the cop.
He should have been... Yes!
They should have switched out those two guys.
He should have been the cop. The other guy should have been the other. Because the other guy was like, whatever.
Exactly.
He was a whatever dude.
Yep.
The other dude was Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
Cameos. David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
So, stupid story. 0.6.29, The Rock's character
gets fired.
Gets fired. Ends up at a Sprint store trying to sell Sprint plans. Yep. Which, that was a funny scene. It was a cute scene. That felt like it was going back to that opening, the Baywatch ridiculousness.
Exactly.
It was like, this will get you the broadband and the IT and the interfaces. And the dad was just like, oh, yeah, great, great. I was like, yeah, this is funny. This is, you know, sort of commentating on our world, sort of, I guess.
A little bit.
Yeah, once again, someone had an idea and wrote it down, and then did it, thinking it through.
That made it real though, because now all of a sudden, what The Rock does matters, and he has a boss who can fire him.
That's true. Yeah, and he's at it's Sprint, and that's true. And but then he's there, and
the Hoff just shows up randomly out of nowhere.
He's
like, "Yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing?"
He's like, "What you doing? Get back to the beach." And Rock's like, "Okay, I will." He's like, "Mitch, what are you doing, Mitch? Get there." And then you never see him again. Right? But at least...
Until the very, very end.
Until the very, very end. And the credits are during the credits, like, you know, and they're like whatever, but at least they did it. I feel like comedies used to do that a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
The credit rolling, like, here's some goofy stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always, no matter what, no matter how shitty your movie is, it's always a good idea to throw some outtakes in there, because there's a chance you may still send your audience out with a laugh or two.
Exactly.
Even if the movie sucked. Like, well, at least that was, you know...
That was funny.
Like, oh look, Jim Carrey did a dance in the middle of this Penguins movie.
Yeah. Oh look, The Rock tripped and fell down the stairs.
Oh man, he almost broke his neck, but he's fine. That's all right. Yeah, that's better than the rest of the movie. They should have put that in somewhere. At the end, the Hoff is like, they're sitting on the beach, and he's like, "Am I going to be in the next movie? I should have been Mitch." Anyway, we already mentioned that.
Yeah.
At least him in his one rando scene got lines of dialogue.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to what Pamela Anderson
at the very end,
where she's in super slow motion,
super slow motion, and she shows up, and The Rock is like, "She's the She's running the Hawaii division, blah blah blah, etc. etc." She shows up, sits down at the edge of the table, and looks at them. Someone else has a line of dialogue, and then it's like the movie's over.
Yep,
Pamela Anderson. That was it. Not even a word of dialogue.
Nope.
But when you're looking at the credits in the beginning of the movie, it says. With Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff, but she had not a word. So she probably got like 75,000 friends.
She probably got paid more.
More than 75K?
Pamela Anderson? More than Hasselhoff.
No.
Really?
No, because he had lines of dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
SAG minimum rules. Three lines of dialogue, five lines of dialogue. Those are like, if you have less than three, if you have one or two lines, it's like you get X amount of dollars. If you get three or four, it's X amount. Five or more, it's crazy how it's broken down like that.
Yeah.
So she had no lines. She literally got paid to show up to whatever beach they were at. Were they shooting Hawaii or something, probably? Or
who knows?
California. Some of it was in Georgia.
I'm sure.
Because it said a thing at Denison.
Yeah, made in Georgia.
Goddamn Georgia. Fuck, Georgia sucks. Georgia, you suck, man. Shout out to our listeners in Atlanta, because I know that's where our listeners are. There's no way, or in suburbs of Atlanta. Yeah. There's no way there are any, because without Atlanta, Georgia's just goddamn.
It's just Georgia.
Georgia's the goddamn Alabama without Atlanta. It's Alabama too, is what it is.
Anyway. I don't know. It's a little less swampy, a little more mountainous.
It's North Florida with mountains.
So, well, no. Think of Georgia more like the Carolinas and Tennessee than Alabama.
Oof.
I mean, still equally awful, but it's mountain folk, not swamp folk.
We got a good amount of listeners in the Carolinas. I think the North one too, which is like, guys, come on. At least you got a good governor in there.
I got fam in North Carolina.
Yeah, you do. The Manchesters.
The Manchesters.
The Drewster Manchesters. Yes. Did you guys know about the Drewster Manchesters?
Manchesters, Glasgow's, Bettridge's. I'm very British.
That's so awesome.
So incredibly British.
Shout out to our UK listeners. Was that the other bonus episode we were talking about them?
Yeah.
The Pirates one?
Yeah.
This movie, it's like, I don't even... We need to talk about the plot the whole
time. What plot?
What plot? It's like...
They're selling drugs. They stop them selling drugs.
They investigate them selling the drugs, and they stop them selling the drugs. The Rock gets fired, and he comes back.
The Daddario chick and Zac Efron, you don't know who's going to hook up. CJ and the fat kid, you don't know if they're going to get together or not.
Spoiler alert at the end.
Spoiler alert, everybody gets together.
They all get together. Yeah.
Except for The Rock and his daughter.
Except for The Rock
and... They do kiss, though.
The Rock and his daughter?
His daughter from the other movie.
She kissed Zac Efron, right?
No, she kissed The Rock.
When did she kiss The Rock?
When they were looking for when they were looking for the drugs at the party.
Oh, the other chick. That wasn't the daughter. The daughter.
I never saw the movie we're talking about.
So. The Alexandra DiAudio was the daughter in San Andreas.
Oh, she was the daughter in San Andreas?
She was the daughter in San Andreas. So it would have been weird if she... Yeah. club soda. What time is it? Is it afternoon yet? Oh, it is afternoon.
It's way afternoon.
Oh, good. I can start adding vodka to that.
Sweet.
It said on the walls, right? Local laws. Uh-huh, not local laws. To start drinking until...
Well, I mean, they can't... In some counties, they don't let you buy it.
That's why you got...
You can drink it at your own house whenever you want to.
That's what I'm trying... Oh, can you?
Chris, there are no CCTV cameras in your house. At least not that I know of.
Yeah, there are. Chris Crespo TV is everywhere, man. Always on. Chris Crespo TV is always on. That's why we got to get the boat fixed so we can go back out on international waters. Either that or we do the hot air balloon idea that we've been talking about for a while.
I mean, that will be cheaper.
It will be cheaper. If we get high enough, then we're in international airspace.
I mean... We can get high enough right now, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Destination elevation. We're always trying that. Didn't help the Baywatch, though. Tried our best.
Oh, man.
Help
the,
woo!
I was kind of trying... I know we already kind of talked about the softcore titillation and whatnot, yeah. But it kind of... It reverted me back to the... It was pure 90s nostalgia.
Totally.
With a 2017 action boost.
Yeah, it tried to be... 21 Jump Street. Yeah. They tried to go that route.
It's just, you know what? It wasn't Lord Miller.
Fuck no.
They're not smart enough. Lord Miller, they are deceptively fucking intelligent.
Really? Very smart.
They are making dick and fart jokes, but they're smart dick and fart jokes.
Goddamn margarita pool, the margarita kiddie pool in that first episode of Last Man Standing. Yeah. One of the best TV pilots ever on network TV.
Agreed.
Man. Yeah, Lord Miller.
They know what they're doing.
Deceptively good.
Yeah. They're deceptively smart.
Watch some of that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 that they only produced.
Not as good.
Yeah. So would I see Baywatch 2 directed by them? Yes.
Yes.
Would they direct it? No. They're really too busy making that Han Solo movie, man.
That's gonna be awesome.
Crazy. And then also producing the Lego stuff. I think they might be writing directing Lego movie 2.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because that another one of those movies where fucking I went into it thinking it was going to be an awesome Lego movie, and I came out of it with it just being an awesome movie.
This is a great movie. People need to see the Lego movie.
Like, it has nothing to do with Lego. No, the movie was just fucking amazing.
Like, I know it's all about product placement and raising the visibility of Lego, but fuck it, it's a good movie.
Exactly. There's a story, there's heart, there's plot, it all works, it was fun.
They got lucky, as opposed to this, where I'm like, should people run out and... buy like Baywatch t-shirts and
no
man, I didn't know.
No. I mean, even
Seth
if you're
Gordon's good, but he's not that good. Even it's not that good.
Even if you want to see these attractive ladies in skin tight swim suits, now that the movie
I want to see them in skin tight swim suits as well. Yeah.
Now that the movie is already out in theaters, you can just scan the internet and all of it's out there.
Yeah, they put out promo shots.
Yeah,
you can just
it's all out there.
It's all there already. Oh man, Zac Efron was okay, I guess. I did like how his character's an Olympic swimmer, but he's like a fallen from grace style douchebag Olympic swimmer, and then they gave him like an orphan background thing, and he had Galileo's notebook, and he was like looking at cars or
no, that's
oh wait, that's the other movie we saw the pirates movie, the other movie with the orphan.
He was looking at the stars though, but he was underneath the pier, so he couldn't see the stars.
Couldn't see the stars. And there were parts that like made me laugh. The movie wasn't horrendous. There were jokes that made me laugh. I thought the tone was off, and it was pretty overall
fucking mediocre.
Very mediocre. Yes, to the point where it's like
it wasn't so bad. It was good.
It's on TV or it's on HBO, and it's raining.
Yeah,
it's Thursday. It's raining. Ain't going nowhere. It started 10 minutes ago. I'll watch it,
dude. It started 20 minutes ago. I might watch 30 minutes of it and switch to something
else. Just put it on until the soccer game starts at 9. It's that type of thing. His character, I liked when he was looking through his phone and he's like looking at an article about how he's a douchebag. And in the comments, like the first comment was like, why does this guy have so many abs? Like asking incredulously. And it's really funny because he does have like an insane amount of abs.
Seriously, for what it's worth, Zac Efron is ridiculous. ridiculously ripped in this movie.
He's like cartoon ripped.
Like, yeah. I mean, he has more definition than The Rock does in this movie.
Yeah, like, like for sure. Like, his muscles have muscles.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It is. It's like, ridiculously stupid.
Looking at him, like, is that even real? Like, did they...
I don't know.
Did they paint stuff on him to make him... I'll guarantee you what he did do, because I've heard about a commentary track on The Guest... Dan Stevens, because he has that one shirtless scene where he steps out of a bathroom and like the steam comes out and he's like, it's
super,
ripped. It's all like female gaze, super ripped, right? And on the commentary track, Adam Wingard, the director, talked about how they saved that scene for last because I think it was one of the last things they shot because Dan Stevens was working on it the whole time because he was coming from the, Downton Abbey where he plays a rich person.
So, yeah, so he needs a little bit of fluff.
Yes, he had to be doughy, exactly. So he had to shed all that and get ripped. So it was saved for last. And the day before and the morning of that shot, he had to dehydrate himself to get as much water as possible, to get as many veins, to get as vascular and ripped as possible. And then right before he shot the scenes, he had to chug a bunch of Diet Coke. And apparently doing that will then make you even more like dehydrated and like shrivel up and make you look more tight. And I bet you I'm watching that while Efren's doing like what is essentially a little mini ninja warrior course.
Seriously?
Shirtless. I'm watching this. I bet you he's dehydrated as fuck and like his mouth is just reeking of Diet Coke.
Some of those scenes, like he looks ripped but gaunt in the face. Like you can... see that he maybe lost a little bit too much weight there.
It's possible. It might be the water weight, all the water shit that he cut to be like, to look so shredded in those shirtless scenes. Because, I mean, you just have to do a few of those scenes, right? Mm-hmm. All these actors know Ben Affleck. Yeah. All his movies now have that one scene where he's like doing pull-ups or something shirtless. You see that he's ripped and he's like, all right, I did my ripped week. Now I can finally eat some carbs. And because every other scene I'm wearing a shirt, I'm good to go. It is a Baywatch, but he's still wearing shirts and stuff anyway. I bet you that's how. I bet you it's lots of Diet Coke.
I'm sure.
So I bought a bunch of Diet Coke. I went this morning, bought some Diet Coke.
Chris, I don't think it's gonna work.
For you. I'm gonna dehydrate myself and start chugging Diet Coke, and I'm like, look how ripped I am. Look at my muscle definition.
I don't think it's gonna work for you.
Look how vascular I am. Women love a vascular man. And I got like just one vein popping off my forehead from the sodium, my extremely high blood pressure,
and then it just pops.
And then I fall over and up. Yeah, that'd be not good.
Yeah, it's what would happen to you, though.
All right, well, here we go.
Start chugging. All right. Well, there may not be a next episode of Cinema Crespediso. Chris may overdose on Diet Coke.
Disgusting.
He might lose all of... I mean, you know, humans are like 80% water, so if you dehydrate yourself too much...
Then I'll just be 20% man?
You'll die.
Oh, but think of how much weight I would lose.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is 80% water. Look at me. I'm like a waterbed.
You are.
What makes me so comfortable?
That's why the cat likes resting on you.
Ladies like that. Yeah, the cat likes it. Yeah, cat loves it. Cat pops in. And then does Afro's like, as it settles.
Does it make those noises?
Because internally it does.
Because if so, you should probably get that checked.
Something's loose. something liquidy and loose in there. I can hear it in my head every time.
Chris, you're filled with fluids.
I'm 80% of them, like you said, right?
Right.
Well, 80% water.
Yeah, water.
The other 20%, all the other fluids.
Yeah, you're basically just a cucumber.
Biles and, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just a talking cucumber.
I'm a walking, talking cucumber.
Cucumber made of corn.
I don't know what that means. I'm a corncumber. I'm a cucumber. Oh, I got like 4 ears of corn over there.
I saw.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to do with those things?
We're going to boil the fuck out of them. Slather them in butter.
Let's say and eat them. We're not going to grill them.
No, we're not going to grill them. I like boiled. Boiled's fine. Just got to get them hot and then get some butter on them.
Hey, speaking of grills, homeboy Billy D up in New York, whatever happened to our grill?
Oh, man, he sold it for...
That was so many years ago.
So many years ago. We never got closure on that.
Whatever happened to it? If you're listening, Bill, I just want to know. At this point in time, it stopped mattering probably a decade ago, but I just want to know what happened to it.
At this point, Drew is like an old lady whose daughter went missing years ago, and now she just wants to know where the body is.
Yeah.
Just give me closure.
Exactly. I just want to know what happened to the grill.
So what did you do to the bones? Maybe I can recover them.
Because we gave him the grill, and then that was it.
Then it disappeared. Mm-hmm. Along with his dogs. They're in the same place. Grill Doggy oh, Heaven.
No.
AKA The Dump.
I mean, yeah, Doggy Heaven, The Dump, pretty much same thing.
I mean, they didn't fit down the toilet, so... Baywatch was not good.
No. It's about as good as The Dump.
It's about as good as The Dump.
Yeah.
And twice as wet. You don't want a wet dump.
You might want to rethink some of your wording sometimes, Chris. Think about the words that come out of your mouth before you say them.
All right, that's...
But you're right, Chris. You are correct. Nobody wants a wet dump.
That's enough. We still have to record a whole episode of a show. So we are going to end it with Drew. Where can people find you online?
At antihero419. All over the interwebs.
Hit up the show on Twitter at Crespediso, on Facebook and Instagram Cinema Crespediso. Email us cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. We'll be back with more stuff later. You know how it goes. We're you know. Alright. What? Don't laugh at me. How dare you? How dare you? So how dare you?
Chris, oh man.
What?
I'm pretty sure we just called Baywatch a wet dump.
Sorry, Rock. Sorry. Wet dump. Yeah, it's a wet dump.